Hi, this is Ziggy Berkeley, and you are listening to yet another awesome podcast on the Four Eyed Radio Network. And hey, when you're done here, if you like James Bond 007, why not check out my podcast, Her Majesty's Secret Podcast, with new episodes dropping every other Monday on The Fern. And if you're really into James Bond, you can enter the Dial a Henchman contest. Want to know more? Go to hermajestiespod.com/contest, and you could win something from the James Bond 007 universe. Meanwhile, enjoy the show.
Previously on Ranger Command Power Hour.
Maybe if he gets his computer back up later in the week, I can record some of his thoughts separately.
And then just edit them in?
We'll have like a Mr. Yellow thoughts section.
Or we could just make random pauses in the
Mr.
middle.
Mr. Yellow.
And
then just insert generic, like, yeah, I agree, Chris.
I am so glad I'm recording this already.
Oh, you're already recording.
I'm already broadcasting.
Oh, wow. I didn't even realize.
Boom! This is going to be gold.
Surprise!
Blooper reel.
And as we all know, the first element of attack is surprise. So,
this is good. This is
I'm
good.
Surprised you guys put up with me.
People have sued for Stranger Things.
Like the guy suing McDonald's for giving him one napkin.
You've got to be kidding me.
No, why not?
And he won, didn't he?
No, it's still going on.
What is he asking for in damages?
Like thousands upon thousands.
No, no.
Because he got one napkin.
I would just want Monopoly money from them.
The fact that it's still going on, that the judge didn't take one look and go, "You're retarded. Get out of the courtroom."
I don't think they could say that in a court of law. But...
That's true. That's
I don't get it. What is he suing because like he's mentally damaged?
Google it after this. It is hilarious.
Oh dear God. It could be.
AP, what are you doing?
You'll find out.
Oh God, I see the show notes changing.
All I can think of is just that betrayed. You know, from MMPR 2010, you know, when Tommy betrayed. That's all I can think of.
You mean that graphic where it's like, betrayed?
Yeah. All I can think of.
Oh, damn it, AP.
I'm just going to keep editing the show notes.
Oh, God. Do it in all caps so I know it's you.
That's what I'm doing.
God, okay.
I really think at this point it's best to just kind of sit back and laugh at it and just enjoy it and just live and let die, Ranger.
Oh no.
I'm just along for the ride.
That's where we insert the groan of indifference. Nearby.
Yeah, but everything's accessible by train. By bullet train.
Really? Even Okinawa?
I think so.
Okinawa is like the southernmost island.
There's trains on islands. That...
you just need imagination.
I just have to have the imagination.
Imagination! And now on Ranger Command Power Hour.
It's a madhouse! A madhouse!
Today on the Power Hour, Episode 6, Ranger Morphin Madhouse, recorded on March 26th, 2014. This episode is brought to you by Raven Designs, illustration and design that fit your personality. For samples and inquiries, visit ravencruise.com.
I was trying to do actual work today at work, okay?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, the last hour of my work, this happens.
I sat in my car for an hour and a half. I was supposed to be taking care of someone's dogs. Like, I pulled up to the house, and I can hear the dogs barking in the fence, but I'm like, God damn it, I got to finish going through, like, you know, tweet number 465.
So it sounds like it's been quite a day.
But I'm only, like, 3 hours into it. I worked all day. I didn't check my phone.
All right, guys. This is a special segment of the Ranger Command Power Hour. I don't know if this is going to be its own separate thing or included in Episode 6. Right now, it's me, Trekkie B47. I've got Zach, the Cinema Slob. And we've got a special guest co-host with us, Chris, a.k.a. Rankle, or Kickback, on Toku Nation, the owner of Toku Nation.
Contrary to popular belief, yes. I am the owner of Toku Nation.
And I was on his show, Talking Toku at the Nation, and now we have the pleasure to have him on Ranger Command for the first time. And we are recording this on March 26, 2014, after what has now been the most, I think, weirdest and just insane breakdown.
GDFgate 2014. GDFgate.
Yeah, Jason David Frank, okay. Let's go from the beginning. I'm going to read exactly what he posted 3 hours ago on his official fan page. Okay, he said, "Attention, this has to be rigged. Apparently there are a few hater groups that are making sure we lose. No way that these votes are real. From 80% to this, Dino 30%, Green 30%, White 31%. I have 4 million reaches, and this has to be rigged. Don't let a few hater groups running these votes. Come on, team. You all have the social media drive. White Dino beats Green? What? Must be a toy thing. Or then again, gotta love haters. This is in your hands now. Vote. Create groups. Whatever you have to do. LOL, log on. MorphinMadness.com." Then he posted this image yesterday on Instagram. The best in the world image. Vote for him now.
Yeah.
He posted again right after that, saying, "Can't let haters win. Need your votes today. Share your feeling." Yeah, JDF. I'm not making this up. This is on his page.
All he was missing was a putty.
And the last thing he posted was, "Please read and pass this on. I need you to set your alarm clock daily until April 7th. Log on and vote for me. Apparently, it's not a one-time vote. My fans don't know I need daily votes. This is all I ask of you all. I have your back, and you have mine, yes? Screenshot your vote for my character and email all votes in one email for a free signed 8x10. Must include daily screenshots on April 8th, and you will win a free PR signed photos. Email me with all your screenshots in one email. Thanks, team. You're number one. Cast your daily votes at Morphin Madness and show the team JDF power." I don't know what is happening.
It's important to note real quick, Eric. I'm sorry to interrupt.
No, go ahead.
He has reposted that alarm clock story about an hour ago.
Yes.
The exact same story. Again, just copy-pasted it, reposted it.
Yes. And he also commented on someone's, like, he took a screenshot of someone's comment, and he said, "Thank you, buddy. Guess voting is every 8 hours until April 7th. Geez, that's kind of hard. As far as saying begging for votes on the last post, please, LOL. I reach 4 million fans a week and love every one of you, even the haters." And the thing is, if you go into the comments, this is what really struck home for me. You go into the comments, his fans that are posting and commenting, oh, it's insane. There's one where someone, I guess, made a comment, you know, that they weren't supporting it. And all of his other fans were like coming down on this one guy, calling him fat. And just because he was Chinese, he's like, oh, yeah, it's some fat Chinese guy, and I'm going to throat punch you. And the fact that JDF isn't stepping in saying, hey, whoa, guys, calm down. You know, you don't have to do that to other Ranger fans. It's really disappointing. It's BS to say that, you know, he doesn't see this stuff, because according to him, on multiple occasions, he reads every single comment that he gets. So, I don't know. You know, okay, I'll say my piece. I grew up with the original Mighty Morphin. I've said before on this podcast, in our first episode, I identified the most with Tommy in Green with Evil Saga when I was a kid, because like Tommy, I was the new kid in school. You know, he was the new kid, all this stuff happened to him, and then he became a Power Ranger. That was amazing. But I can't support someone who supports his fans berating other fans. And then to call, you know, half the people, half the Ranger fans haters just because they're not voting for him? It's ridiculous. That's what I'm thinking. I kind of lost all respect for him. And it's kind of been this growing, ongoing thing for me, because I see him at multiple conventions. I'm just tired of him. I'm tired of him taking over panels, and I know he's popular. That's undeniable. He has, like he said, he has thousands of fans and millions or whatever, but I'm getting burnt out. I don't want to see him take the spotlight all the time. If that makes me a hater, then I guess I'm a JDF hater.
See, I'm in agreement with you entirely. It started at first just being sick of the character. I'm so sick of all the nostalgia fan wanking over Tommy. Tommy, 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 Tommy. Everything was Tommy. It just got to the point where it's like, clearly this has reached a point where it needs to stop. Because in all honesty, people, oh, JDF, he's great, he's great, he's great. He's great because he's pandering to the fans, because he's trying to live off of one single role.
Yep.
And that he's desperately, like, I can just see him clutching for dear life onto Tommy. And, you know, it's sad is what it is.
No, I agree with both of you, and I'll even take it one step further. I really didn't jump big back into Power Rangers until maybe like 4 or 5 years ago. Right. You know, Dino Thunder I was big into because, you know, I'm sorry, but Tommy was back, you know. Yeah. Everyone remembers him. It was cool, you know.
Yeah, that's what brought me back into Power Rangers after a long absence.
Mm-hmm. So I have to give him credit for that. And, you know, he played his role just fine. But
I preferred Dino Thunder Tommy over all of his past incarnations. I thought that was the best incarnation of his character.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was his character growing up.
Exactly.
In a sense.
And I wish JDF would grow up.
Well, let me get to that point.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
But having kind of rejoined the fan community or what have you, especially back with Dino Thunder, and been watching ever since, and now getting more involved with it with Toku Nation and the Talkin' Toku podcast and all that fun stuff that we do, and now having seen him at a couple conventions, he's really striking me as a guy. Let's be real for a second. Outside of his role of Tommy in Power Rangers and his karate school,
right?
Compared to so many other Power Rangers alum, he's a failure. He really is. He hasn't done anything. And the only reason he's got money coming in right now is because every other post on his Facebook is talking about how you need to buy that $50 limited dog tag that he's going to throw out to you, and then, ooh, I'm going to have a second edition of it, but this time it's going to have green on the color, and it's going to be $65. And hey, you know, I'm going to be at the convention signing your stuff, but if you want the super-duper private meet-and-greet, which I've been to, guess what? It's nothing more than a panel featuring just Jason David Frank as he signs things, and you get a picture, and you're out anywhere from $50 to $100. And it could literally goes straight into a wallet. Like, his wife will sit there and you just hand the cash to her, and then she's got everything written on a piece of paper. Okay, who ordered this shirt? Who ordered this shirt? Okay, that's $25. Pretty sure they're not reporting on their taxes either. But it's one of those things where the reason I think he's flipping out is because, I mean, he sat there and tried to say he's the Wolverine of Power Rangers.
Yeah. You know?
that he is the most popular Power Ranger. Obviously, he thinks that with that whole, you know, the best in the world picture he put up. But for him not to win Morphin Madness, for him not to have all his characters or even a couple of his characters get into the finals or to the final five or what have you, completely ruins his entire pitch to every single person that can pay him money to do things like a Saban with a Green Ranger movie or to get the support, you know, of Bat in the Sun or things like that. Just any future endeavor, if he can't literally sit there and be like, look, I am the most popular Power Ranger. I won this. I won this. I won this. You know, I came back to the show. The ratings went up. I won this fan contest, the official fan contest, which I guess Morphin Madness is or something like that. If he can't win right. that, it's over. I mean, it's a big thing to be, you know, and I'm sure he'll be like, I was joking with Deno Jordan. You know, it's one of those things where I could see him rage quitting the fandom, being like, obviously you guys don't think I'm the best Power Ranger ever. So you know what? I'm just not going to, you know, taking something and being like, I'm done. You know, I'm stepping away from conventions for a year. If you don't appreciate me, I'm not here. Cause that's the type of person he's really looking like he is.
Right. Just from everything I've seen from him firsthand, from Anime Central 2008 all the way to now, it's over time, it's my respect for him is just slowly eroded. I get it. He's trying to be successful. There's no doubt that, you know, he supports his fans because, newsflash, he's not supporting the fans because he loves them all. He's supporting the fans because they give him money. It's a source of income.
They're his payroll, pretty much.
Let's not kid ourselves here. And any fan who thinks otherwise, you're kidding yourselves. I know he loves his fans, and he says he loves his fans, but let's get real here. It's because of the money coming in.
Well, just to add to that, just real fast, too, another thing that just bugs me is when I went to his VIP at San Diego Comic-Con last year.
Yeah.
He made it a point. This was right when Amy Jo Johnson kind of rejoined the Power Rangers fan community or joined it for the first time or what have you.
Right.
He made it a point in our little meet and greet, and you can ask Fury Diamond of Ranger Crew because him and I were together at this meet and greet. He wouldn't come out and say it, you know, like naming anybody by names, but he was just like, you know, there's a lot of people who haven't been involved with you guys, you know, for the last 20 years who are just now popping up. He's like, don't kid yourself. They just want to use you for money. That's all they want. They just want to further their own ambitions, and they're going to use your nostalgia. I'm not like that. I've been with you guys the whole time. I'm on your side. You know, I do this. Everything I do is for you. You guys are what make me who I am. So everything I do, it's all for you guys. So don't be fooled. And I'm thinking to myself, okay. And then you see something like this, where going back to his Facebook post, and he's like, you know, hey, I'm not begging for votes. It's like, dude, yes, you are. You just sat there and offered anybody who sends you proof they voted for you free pictures that you normally charge $25 for.
Yeah, it's so hypocritical. And I think that's why I'm tired. I'm done with Jason David Frank. I'll come out right now and say it. I totally unfollowed all of his social accounts. And I know, Chris, you said before that, you know, you may have blocked him on Twitter. It's to that point where it's like,
it just annoys me when people link their Twitter to all their other stuff and they don't post on Twitter, but they post on all their other stuff, or they have the RSS feed double linked. So when he posts something on Facebook, it also posts to Instagram. It's also posts to Twitter, and you get it hit twice. Because Twitter's also, or the Instagram's also connected to Twitter, so it's like Facebook update, Instagram update, both go to Twitter at the same time, twice. Right. And it just annoys me to no end, because it's like, you know what, the fool doesn't even read Twitter. He doesn't.
No.
There's not a single, he's following like two people. The Twitter is literally just a social media account to get all of us who do follow Twitter to click on his, oh, I just check out this cool picture, you know. He's all about the Facebook and the Instagram. That's all he's paying attention to.
I do think he does some cool things for the fans, like, you know, calling fans up, giving away stuff. But at the same time, we can't kid ourselves. It's a money-generating thing for him. Just like it is for any actor who goes to a convention. Sure, some of them are doing it straight for the fans, but, you know, others, they're not doing anything acting wise right now, so they can make a little money on the side convention wise. That's what they're doing.
Well, ask yourself this too. Okay, granted, yes, it's the 21st year, but they're celebrating 20 years of Power Rangers this year.
Right.
What's the official convention? It's Power Morphicon. Who's not going? The guy that claims he's number David one Frank. Towards the fans, just Jason David Frank. He's contractually obligated to Wizard World Chicago. In my opinion, I'm really starting to think that it's more of a, you know what, Power Morphicon, they weren't willing to pay the appearance fee I wanted. Or it could be one of those, I'm not the headliner, I'm not going, which we might have seen with the Florida convention that he just backed out of when Austin St. John announced he was going.
And
still tickles me in all the right ways. That is still my absolute favorite story of the last week.
And Austin St. John just announced coming to Power Morphicon. I'm so glad JDF will not be there, because I don't want him hogging the spotlight like he usually does at these conventions. Any panel he attends, I was at Lexington last year, and the MMPR panel that had everyone else, and then Tommy comes in, or JDF comes in 10 minutes later, and immediately all the questions are going to him. He's the one talking and taking and interrupting all the stories that the other Ranger fans or Ranger actors are talking about. And it's like, dude, I'm not here for just you. I'm here for these other people. And that was my first time, you know, talking to David Yost or meeting David Yost. And poor David Yost couldn't get a word in edgewise on that panel, because JDF's like, blah, 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 blah.
Great impression.
A good impression is, yeah.
This reminds me a lot of, did you guys see the movie Galaxy Quest?
Yes.
Yeah.
This is the Tim Allen character, like, to a T. This is JDF saying, yeah, all right, I'm Tommy, I'm the best one, people love me. And then he goes out and does this, and meanwhile, the fans eat it up. He's Tommy, oh! And then there's us who are like, you know, that scene where Tim Allen's character goes to the bathroom and, like, the kids are in there going, you see that guy? What an old fart trying to hang on to. And it's so true. I mean, it's so sad that he thinks that he's bigger than he is.
He literally believes that he himself is Power Rangers.
Yeah.
He does not realize he's a part of it. He has literally taken the belief upon himself that he is the franchise, and the franchise lives and dies with him.
That's exactly what it is. Meanwhile, there are fans who grew up not even watching Mighty Morphin. I genuinely believe that the ballot stuffing or whatever, I think there are people out there who genuinely don't give a crap about any of his Ranger forms because they grew up with a different series. They don't care. Yeah. And according to JDF, if you're not voting for him, you're a hater. And to label, you know, half the fan base who probably didn't even grow up with MMPR, that's insulting.
It's very childish.
Yeah.
I mean, it really speaks negatively towards his character. One of those, if you don't vote for me, you're against me. And I'm sorry, but with the ideals and things that Power Rangers has re-embraced to try to teach children about friendship, teamwork, respect, you know, studying, all the things that they tried to teach in 93 that they lost sight of somewhere down the road. Now they're trying to bring it back.
Right.
Every single thing that he is endorsing by not putting a stop to it, like the making fun of people based on their physical looks, based on their nationality or their ethnicity on his own page. I'm sorry, but that totally goes against everything that the franchise is supposed to stand for, that, as far as I'm aware, all the actors and actresses, while they're under contract, are supposed to support, endorse, promote, and so forth. He totally just went all against it and is just playing the, I'm not going to pay attention, I'm just going to ignore that comment. You know, he wants his fans to get riled up and be negative because he's hoping it'll turn things around for him, you know, in an online poll, pretty much.
For any actor to use their fans in such a way is disgusting to me. That's not to say celebrities haven't used their fame to get places, because they have. But, you know, there are other Ranger actors and other celebrities in general who are not like that. They're humble. They treat their fans like they're the reason that they're there, because that's the truth.
Well, like, I met Jason Smith, who played Casey, you know, since that was the last episode of Power Rangers, it's kind of fitting to bring it up.
Right.
I met him at San Diego Comic-Con. He was not an announced guest. He was there with Sierra, who plays Gia on Power Rangers Super Megaforce. I believe they were dating at the time. Don't know for sure, but it was the assumption. And so he wasn't announced, and he had someone else's badge and was just kind of walking around. And, you know, I went and I was like, oh my gosh, like, hey, like, how are you? And he was like, oh, I played a, you know, the Red Ranger on Power Rangers Jungle Fever. I'm like, yeah, I know who you are. I'm like, you're Jason Smith. You played Casey. He was kind of like shocked, like, oh, wow, you know, someone actually knows who I am. And it was great because I actually got to sit there, and no one else was focused on him because I believe Jason David Frank was somewhere on the floor, so people were kind of following him around. But people recognized Sierra from the current season, so they were kind of rushing up to her and talking to her, taking pictures, what have you. So me and Jason are kind of off to the side just chatting or what have you. And I was like, well, you know, I'm sorry. You know, and I got a picture. It was my favorite picture I took. I got a picture of him and Sierra together, which was like my little nerdy geek out moment or what have you. But and after everything was said and done, he started walking off. He stopped. He turned around. He came back and he shook my hand. He was like, hey, it was a real nice pleasure talking with you. Thanks for taking the time. It was nice to meet you. You know, he was walking away and he stopped himself, turned back around, came back. Yeah. Shook my hand. That right there made the biggest impression on me. I've met a few. Like, I met Walter Jones, who played Zach, the Power Ranger, Black Ranger, or whatever, in Mighty Morphin. He was a really nice guy. Again, you know, he was at a booth, and that's what he was supposed to do. You know, if you're taking people's money for pictures and autographs, you gotta be nice. Yeah. So whether or not that's how he really is, I'm not quite sure. But to run into, like, Jason Smith outside of everything, he wasn't at the Saban Brands PR room that I had gone to earlier that day. Mm-hmm. He wasn't part of that. He was literally just there on his own. Like I said, just incredibly nice, awesome, awesome guy. Has made me a fan of him and has even increased my love, I guess, for Jungle Fury, which I wasn't huge on. But having met the actor and knowing just how awesome of a person he is, I went back and rewatched it and I really, really liked it.
And you must have really liked this new episode.
It was great. I sat there. I was like, dude, I shook that hand. I touched that hand.
Your hand touched Gia.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, no. I was just going to say.
Wait, are you saying you touched Sierra Hanna by association?
Of course. Whatever he's touched with that hand, I have now touched.
Ranger Command after dark.
Uh-huh, yeah. Well, I was just going to agree with you as far, like, I have hindsight fondness of Jungle Fury. Like, I don't recall being that big into it when it was airing, but, like, looking back on it, I was like, you know, that was actually a pretty good series. I made a tweet last week where I said, damn fine episode of Power Rangers Super Megaforce today. Awesome seeing Jason Smith as back as Casey. And literally 2 hours ago, he favorited that tweet.
Yeah, see, I got one too.
I got one too. Yay!
I was just like, see that
nerd moment. Everybody clap.
Exactly. Like, you know, he went out of his way to check Twitter and be like, I wonder what the fans thought. Oh, they liked it. Hey, that's great. You know, that's the thing that you should do when you have fans, not this. Well, I've got exclusive merchandise that you can only buy from me. No, I don't care. Sorry.
Well, it's not so much the exclusive merchandise. It's more so the fact that he's trying to rally fans like this for, I know he's trying to rally for a cause, but you know what? Other actors have, you know, in the past few days said, hey, vote for my keys. But they haven't taken it to this extreme where it's like, hey, fans, you got to vote for me and I'll send you free stuff because, yeah, I got to win.
Yeah.
It's really leaving a bad taste in my mouth. And a lot of other fans, too. There's a reason why there has been fan backlash against Tommy Keys. And it's because I think the majority of fans are just sick of his, I don't know, sick of his ego, or just they think that other Rangers are better than his.
I think if you're not a huge fan of Power Rangers and you're just a casual viewer or what have you, or you every so often you see a toy review online or something like that,
right,
and you remember the character fondly, yeah, you're like, oh, cool, that's awesome. But once you get into Power Rangers and you start, you know, you find him on Facebook, you're like, oh, he was cool, and you like him, and you find him on Twitter, and you like him, and you follow him, and you find him on Instagram, and you follow him, and then your feed gets blown up to all holy hell because he's got to post pictures and videos of himself making a fist and, like, hey, check out the tattoo on my thumb, and, you know, just random crap like that, along with the whole, I'm the greatest Power Ranger ever, everybody loves me, I love you guys, buy this, buy X, buy Y, buy Z. It seems like every single day I have spam from Jason David Frank on some of my social media accounts, and it just, I block or unfollow those people that spam. That's how I am.
Heaven forbid you try to tell any of his fans otherwise or disagree in any way, because they will come down on you like the fist of God.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're assaulting their Jesus figure.
Whoa. That's deep, man. Yeah. That took it to a level I wasn't ready for.
I'm sorry. But you get what I'm saying. It's like, heaven forbid you cross his line, because you'll have every one of his fans down your throat. It happened to me today on multiple occasions. just because I disagree and I'm not going to vote for his keys? Come on.
People blamed Jordan, Den over at Token Nation. They blamed him for starting the hashtag No More Tommy campaign. And I guess maybe he did start that. But they confused him as like, oh, he's the owner of Toku Nation. And I'm like, well, that's kind of cool because no, everyone's going to leave me alone then. And I could just do my own thing. But it kept going. I was like, okay, I should probably explain that he is not the owner. He is just, you know, one of the administrators. And so I put on the Toku Nation Twitter. I'm like, you know, the owner is, you know, at Rankle on Twitter. I still have yet to receive anything from anybody. I don't get any hate tweets, hate mail, hate messages. I feel like I need to do something to increase my popularity with the people that hate me. I don't know.
Well, here's another thing, and a good example of it. I think his name's Eddie Gallardo. I'm probably saying that wrong. But
probably Gallardo.
Yeah, Gallardo. And he does a lot of images and awesome stuff image-wise. He works with Ranger Crew a lot. He posted something on Tumblr. Like an image that showed the other Rangers that were against Tommy and said, hey, why don't you vote for these guys instead? And granted, he did call JDF a dude. You know, that might have been, that might have been pushing it a little too far, trying to get your point across.
I don't know where all this hate came from. It was weird.
But he posted that on Tumblr, and the amount of reblogs and people comments, it's insane. Heaven forbid you cross JDF and his fans, because, like I said, I mean, you're just, if he's not the best, you're the worst. That's what it is.
Someone needs to take the image of Trollsay and
I have that image.
Impose it over what, like a screenshot of one of his Facebook rants, and just put the picture of Trollsay like in the corner with the caption "You mad, bro?" I will tweet that out. I will Facebook it. You tell.
Well, I have the original Photoshop image, so
just gonna throw that out there.
Yeah, you know what? I'll say this right now. I have created the Trollsay.
Gasp!
I know. Ooh, it's like saying I am Iron Man. I am Trollsay. You know what? It's tongue in cheek humor. I've been posting images because really, it's like I was the one who did that. Like I took JDF's. Like I'm the best Ranger image, and I did the Trollsay image of it. I'm doing it tongue in cheek because really, it's like I don't know. I really don't care about. I really don't care for his posting on this issue. It's definitely him taking and using his fan base to get something that he wants. And I think that's unfair.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, that's really why a lot of us have banded together to form these anti-Tommy voting groups, is because we know that if we wouldn't, it would be an all-Tommy keepback. And that's just,
right.
That cannot happen. We owe it to the other Ranger actors to ensure that they have an equal chance of being included, and not just the one who has the most vocal fan group following.
Exactly. I think, if anything, these, you know, quote-unquote anti-JDF voting groups or whatever, it's mainly just as a balance check. That's mm-hmm. what it is. Because we know if we didn't do anything, like you said, three of those keys in the end would be Tommy.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
If not for the fact that Zio didn't make it.
Right, and I think in the last bracket, green and white are actually, if green and white both won their rounds, they would be going up against each other in that fourth bracket.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen a lot of speculation and theory that all these keys were going to be made anyways. And then I think to an extent, a lot of them were. I really don't. It's hard to say because you're like, well, you know, does Mystic Force White Ranger really, you know, does she really have the following? Was she really that inspirational and powerful of a character? The fact that they also had the Red Wolf Warrior in there makes you think, okay, now you have, you know, two quote-unquote extra heroes or whatever you want to call them.
Exactly.
Maybe there was something planned. And maybe this is just, you know, Bandai of America being like, well, we're going to do all these keys at some point, whether it's at a convention or something anyways. Let's just go ahead and let people vote to see who's going to be, you know, in the special five-pack that, like, one person is going to win. You know, so, yeah, there's that option too. But just in case it's not, I don't know. I just – there's so many Rangers and Jason David Frank, I mean, I'm sorry. I'm going to sound like a total hypocrite because, like, my Legacy Dragon Dagger that I just got today, like, I ordered it. I got it from a buddy of mine, and it just showed up today. And I'm like, what's, you know, are you serious? Like, the irony of it all. So I'm sitting there, I'm like, I feel dirty holding this. So I'm just going to pretend it's for, you know, the Dragon Ranger from Zoo Ranger, not Tommy. And I think it's important that we stress, too, because we sit here and we're like, you know, this whole thing's stupid. We really don't care about it, but we are pissed off. It's insulting. And if you're a fan of Power Rangers, if you're more than just a casual fan, if you're someone right. who has spent money to get an autograph from any Power Ranger actor ever, you deserve to be treated better than being called a hater because you don't support someone over somebody else. That's exactly. that's not fair. That's not right. And for someone who tries to paint themselves as the face of the franchise, that's just unacceptable behavior, in my opinion.
I agree. And having met a bunch of Ranger actors, whether at appearances or private functions or what have you, you know, last summer I got to meet Jason Font at a small gathering of Chicagoland fans. And it was literally us in a restaurant eating pizza with the guy, just chilling and talking about stuff and asking him questions. And it was awesome. He was so humble and, you know, such a great guy. You can tell he was really doing it for us that were there. It wasn't like, hey, I need your money. It was more like, hey, we're just hanging out, talking, having a good time. I have way more respect for a Ranger actor who does that than what JDF does any day of the week.
Agree wholeheartedly. It's that kind of fan interaction that I think more actors follow that example rather than JDF. For example, I went to the first Power Morphicon and I met a bunch of people, Jason Narvi, Paul Schreier, a bunch of really cool people. And at Wizard World Chicago a couple of years ago, Narvi was there. And I was like, oh man, really? I got to go up and talk to him. And I ended up, you know, going over to his booth and saying, hey man, I met you a few years back at Power Morphicon. He goes, oh yeah, you were the guy. And I was like, yeah, oh cool. Hey, he remembers me. That's kind of cool. and I was like, yeah, I was with my Ghostbusters fan group, and I was like, we're doing this thing, we're filming this, you know, fake infomercial. I don't know if you have any free time, but if you want to come by, like, toward the end of the day and do a little something with us, we'd love to have you. He's like, yeah, sure, man, I'll see if I can do that. And I thought, that's just the nice, polite, go screw yourself response. but at the end of the day, he showed up, and he's like, hey, man, I'm here. Let's do this thing. And I was like, oh, wow, really? That's awesome. Hey, man, great. We ended up shooting, like, a little quick two-minute thing for – we were filming an infomercial for our Ecto-Cooler recipe, and he was one of our blind taste testers, and he improvised it. It was hilarious. He was a really sweet guy, and he's like, yeah, I live in Chicago now, and I teach over at, you know, this university. It's really cool when an actor and someone of that caliber can just say, hey, we're people, we're hanging out, we're having fun. And that's exactly. Nice. That is what I love most about those kinds of things.
Well, Jason David Frank, because I feel weird calling him JDF. I don't know if it just doesn't roll off the tongue for me or something. Like,
it's faster.
Well, yeah, it's like Jason David Frank, and you have to take a breath, like, But when I was at San Diego Comic-Con, for example, that was my only experience with him in the last year. People don't realize until you actually see him not at his booth or not in a VIP meet-and-greet thing, everything he's doing is an act. When he's up on that table shouting like, okay, everyone yell, it's Morphin time, and then this side yells, "Dry," it's an act. That's yeah. all it is, because as soon as it's all away and he's just by himself or he's with his wife and you happen to walk by and you're just like, oh, wow, hi, you know, hi, Jason, how are you? He looks at you, he's just like, huh. Like, there's no smile, there's no, oh, hi, how's it going? It's kind of like, you know, and I know a lot of people will sit there and argue, well, you know, when you're at a convention and you're signing autographs, you know, your alone time is your alone time. Okay, you know, cool, I get that, yeah. But it's not like I ran up to him and, like, interrupted something and stood in front of right. him and be like, oh my God, oh my, how are you? I loved you in this episode, blah, blah, blah. It was literally just a walk by, like, hey, wow, Jason, you know, great to see you here. You know, I will see you at your meet and greet. And he was just like, yeah. You know, it's like, and those are the people that's like, dude, you know what? I've run into so many different celebrities and so many different franchises yeah. that take the time, even when they're in line to get something or they're just hanging out and looking at their phone for a second, who are like, oh, hey, man, you know, it's nice to meet you. I've met Paul Schreier that way in a right. hotel lobby just by chance late at night one night. And he just was incredibly nice and friendly and actually cared. Like, I didn't introduce myself, and he got angry with me for not introducing myself. That's why I love Paul Schreier.
Paulie is one of my favorites, man.
Me too.
He's just a gigantic, goofy teddy bear, and that is awesome.
And he's rocking some awesome facial hair right now. I'm just going
to throw it out there. Well, that's the thing. I talked about this on the Talkin' Toku episode I was on. But the first time I met Paul Schweier, I was at the end of his line, and obviously he'd been there a while. But he took the time to take a picture with me, to autograph. And when he took the picture with me, he's like, "Hey, man, you smell really nice." I was like, "Oh, thanks." And he's like, "Well, because, you know, some people at these conventions don't shower." I was like, "Yeah, I know." But the fact that he can joke around, and he wasn't at a table. He was literally standing in the hallway signing autographs. And for him to just take the time and joke around with fans, that goes, to me, that goes way above and beyond what some celebrities are expected to do. And it just attributes to what a good person they are. If they take the time and legitimately care about interacting with you and to make that moment for you special, that's a good sign, in my opinion.
Well, yeah, and I'll throw out just a random story, and it's a little off topic, but it's another one of those like celebrity stories, you know, celebrities that care.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I've shared a story similar to this, but it's a different story, Eric, so don't worry.
Okay.
But Peter Cullen voices Optimus Prime, right? Well, when we did Talkin' Toku together, Eric, I told you about the story at Lexington in like 2008.
Yeah.
Well, I can go all the way back to 2004 when there was an unofficial – because the Transformers convention, the official one right now, is called BotCon.
Mm-hmm.
Back in 2004 – the official convention was not called BotCon. It was called something else. But the people who originally created the convention did one in Pasadena, the same place Power Morphicon is held.
Oh.
And I was friends with the guys who were running it, and so they let me fly out there and basically help be the staff. So mm-hmm. we got to do all the behind-the-scenes stuff. And this is when Transformers was really just starting to hit that stride to get super popular again, like 2004.
With the movie, right? The Michael Bay?
No, this was
this is before that?
Yeah, this is leading up to it. This is the popularity surge. If you follow Transformers, it's right around the time of, like, they call it the Unicron trilogy with Transformers Armada, Energon.
Yeah.
So that, and it was, and they just started doing like reissues of the original toys at Toys R Us, things like that. So it was just mm-hmm. starting to hit that peak again, kind of like where Power Rangers is right now, where it's just kind of hitting that nostalgic peak, and it's either going to blow up or it's going to fall apart, one or the other. So the guys who were running this convention literally spent personal money, like savings, to get Peter Cullen out to his first convention in like 6 years.
Wow. And
for people who don't know Peter Cullen, yes, he voiced Optimus Prime, but he also voiced Eeyore for many, 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 many years in Disney stuff with Winnie the Pooh. So just kind of thrown out there too. But my job was to sell autograph tickets for the Peter Cullen autograph line.
Mm-hmm.
And I was told, you know, just go ahead and sell until the roll that you have is gone. Well, I sold the entire roll. It was like $5 an autograph. That's all it was. $5 to get an autograph. Really, really cheap, actually, if you look at things nowadays. So he showed up and was like, you know, okay, I'm gonna do 2 hours. You know, I can do 2 hours, what have you. Well, he sat in that line, and the line moved slow because people wanted their pictures taken, stuff like that. And you know what? He honored every single fan's request for a picture, even though that wasn't part of the agreement. He did pictures. He signed everything. He stayed 5.5 hours until that line was completely over with. And even then, if someone walked by, especially if it was a kid, he would just be like, "Come on up. I'll sign it for you. You know, I'll take a picture with you." 5.5 hours. He was supposed to be there for 2. He did 5.5. And the love that he got when he came in to do a panel just by himself at the end of the convention,
mm-hmm.
he got – the entire room gave him a standing ovation that actually brought him to tears. Like, wow. There's videos on YouTube if you look for it. Like, it's BotCon 2004 Peter Cullen. Just search that. You'll find it. Like, he was actually in tears almost. I mean, they weren't streaming on his face, but you can see, like, the reflection when someone gets really misty-eyed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? And it was just – I mean, like I said, a good – it was probably 2 or 3 minutes of just a standing ovation of people cheering at the top of their lungs and clapping. There's only like a couple hundred people in the room, but I don't know. I mean, and that's what I think when I think of a celebrity who cares about the fans that help put them where they are, that's what they do. It's not, I'm taking my break, screw everybody, I'm going upstairs. You know, it's not, you know, they don't have a camera following them around scripting their lines, discussing how everything they're doing is for the fans, not to throw a dig at anybody.
KDF.
It was scripted. If anyone's done any kind of like film study, that was the entire thing was scripted.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, but I mean that's just my little story. Not My Little Pony, but My Little Story.
That's a different podcast.
Are we recording that next?
No.
Damn.
But if you're interested, I knew one guy on the Four Eyed Radio Network channel that actually wants to start a My Little Pony podcast, even though he has nothing, no idea about any of it. And it's called Do You Even Brony Bro?
Okay, random story for you. I live out in Denver, Colorado, right?
Uh-huh.
And I was contacted last year by a representative from the action card game that they were doing for Power Rangers through Bandai.
Yeah.
And they're like, hey, we're going to be at this convention in Denver, you know, in April. We'd love to have you come out and take some pictures, and we'll give you a couple cards or what have you. It'll be fun. I was like, that's totally awesome. Like, I will totally go to this convention on a Saturday and take part. Well, I didn't realize that it was a combined convention. One, the smaller half, like 20% of the convention, was tabletop gaming. So your Magic the Gathering, your D&D. Yeah. The 80% of it was bronies, My Little Ponies, brony convention. Their special guests were a DJ who named himself after a brony.
Oh, no.
a fan site administrator who had dubbed himself like the king of the bronies. And they were encouraging cosplay, had cosplay contests, prizes to give out. And I'm not meaning to speak any ill towards any My Little Pony fans or anything like that. That was my reason for not going. Was I was like, you know what? On second thought, I know how these things work. The card game, it'll be, you know, kaput next year, no matter what they say. It's just fan service.
And look at what happened. It is pretty much kaput.
Anyway, sorry, I was off topic, but yeah.
No. Woo! You know what? To put kind of like a final say on this, Jason David Frank, there's no doubt that he does good things. You know, honestly, he cares for his family. From everything I've seen, you know, he really cares about, you know, his wife and his daughter, and he's good on that end. He's just trying to support them, and there's no doubt that he's a big proponent of fitness and taking care of your body, and he hosts Ranger fans to do fitness experiences. You know, he has three dojos, he's a businessman, that kind of a thing. But on the other hand, it's just this whole other side of him when it comes to the character that he played for quite a number of years on Power Rangers. It's just, it's a side that I don't want to see anymore. I'm not interested anymore. It's lost its magic to me. I think it's because I've interacted with so many other actors at this point. JDF is the exception, not the rule, when it comes to the attitude of actors.
No, I would agree. I would say the biggest mistake that any celebrity can make is to bite the hand that feeds you.
Yeah.
And with someone like Jason David Frank, who does spend a lot of time promoting custom-made merchandise for pure profit that he markets to his fan base about his character he played on Power Rangers, for him to draw that line in the sand. Because it doesn't. Anytime you make an offensive comment or a comment that can be construed offensive, no matter if you're a celebrity, if you run a podcast, if you run a website, anything like that,
right. You
draw a line in the sand, and there's going to be two sides no matter what happens. And it's just depending on just how much you piss off whatever line, you know, whatever side of that line determines whether or not you continue to succeed, or if you stop where you are, or if you even fall from the pedestal that you're on. And so I don't know if he realizes that. He's had nothing but popularity surge for the last 4 or 5 years. I'm not saying this could be the end all for his popularity, but I really do believe that he just drives a giant wedge between him and the people that are celebrating 20 years of Power Rangers because they've enjoyed 20 years of Power Rangers, not just the last 2 years or, you know, they caught one episode of the first season, but because they've stuck around for 20 years.
Right. What happened today, that drove the wedge for me. I had followed all his other accounts before this, and I don't want to say I put up with posts and tweets or whatever, but I was willing to let it slide because, you know, he didn't do anything that particularly offended me. That was the thing. But I think he crossed that line today, at least for me, because that was it. It was like, okay, you're basically calling anyone who doesn't support you a hater, even if they don't hate you, but just the fact that they're not overly showing their support for you, to me, I think that crossed the line for me. And I just, I can't take it anymore.
Yeah, I'm in full agreement. The matter is that he is, I don't know if he's actively aware that he's doing that, but he is doing it. And there are many, many fans out there who have enjoyed Power Rangers before he was on it and after he was on it. And simple matter is, he is not the end-all be-all.
Yeah.
Nope. I think it's important that we stress, too, there's never been an anti-We Hate Tommy campaign. Not a single person involved, either with it was hashtag No More Tommy or hashtag vote, you know, whatever Ranger you wanted to vote. None of those were ever We Hate Jason David Frank, He Sucks campaign. It was simply campaigning, number one, for fun, because that's what this entire thing is supposed to be about, to get people excited, to get people involved, to interact, and to vote for their favorite Power Ranger, or for whatever Ranger they think is better in the matchup. And all anybody was ever doing was being like, hey, you know what? You should vote for the Phantom Ranger, because you know why? In Super Sentai, he doesn't exist as a Ranger. They didn't make a VRV, you know, key for him, a VRV master or whatever.
Exactly.
Team Ranger, it's a USA exclusive. There's no key for Sentai. Yeah.
Because he'll probably didn't exist in Sentai.
Exactly. So it's not like we can be like, oh, well, we'll just go get the, you know, the Super Sentai version. There is no Super Sentai version. And let's be real, too. The Phantom Ranger, not to start pitching votes or anything like that, but the Phantom Ranger, I mean, we still technically don't know who he was supposed to be.
Was it Billy? Is he an alien?
Was it Billy? His identity was never revealed. He was in two seasons, both Turbo and in Space, totally out of character from his Sentai counterpart.
Yeah.
That was awesome. You look at, like, the Titanium Ranger, first USA-exclusive Ranger. That was an awesome suit. It was an awesome weapon. And then Rhett Fisher was an awesome actor on top of it. And that's what people are voting for. That's what people want other people to look and stop. And just, you know, if this makes you watch Lightspeed Rescue, if this makes you watch the second half of Turbo, then cool. That's what we're aiming for. But no one needs to sit there and watch White Light or Green with Evil for the 8,000th time.
Exactly.
That's what the whole voting thing was. We wanted people to get out to vote for someone. The Power Rangers, not just Jason David Frank's characters.
Right. I couldn't have said it any better myself. I think a lot of the voting campaigns for different Rangers is to show that a lot of other fans really love these characters, and it's basically like, hey, just stop, take a look, maybe vote for these characters, but also watch their episodes and find out what all the fuss is about, why all these other Power Ranger fans are voting differently because they genuinely like these characters. That's what this is. This is supposed to celebrate 21 years of Power Rangers for any franchise. 21 years is a huge milestone, filled with a myriad of complex and different characters. I think that's why people are voting differently, and it's to celebrate the entire franchise, not just one person or one character or one actor.
I'm still just petty that the SPD Shadow Ranger lost.
I will forever cry.
You know what? If the Zeo Gold Ranger can pull through and beat the White Ranger and then even stand a chance against the Green Ranger, you don't even know. Like, my dreams would come true. Like, I probably quit my job in a shrine or something. Like, I don't even know. That's my all-time favorite Ranger. And I grew up, well, I can't say grew up, but I was aware of and watching Power Rangers before Zeo came out. So.
Yeah. Well, Chris, it's no secret your love for the Gold Ranger. I mean, Christ, he's your forum avatar and on everything social media.
It's a custom. It's a long story short, we had a couple guys on the site that decided they were going to make their own Super Sentai series, and they were going to use, like, the moderators and stuff at Toku Nation as the cast.
Yeah.
And so, like, they had come up with a design for me, and I said no. Like, they PM'd me. They're like, what do you think of this design? And I was like, no. It needs to look like this. And it's basically the Gold Ranger, but with a T on his helmet. That's all it is. It's horrible, but I loved it. And then another forum member went ahead and made it more of like a cool cartoony style look. And that's what I've made as my avatar. Because I'm like, you know what? That's cool. I should get a custom helmet made, but I don't have like $750 to drop on that.
Right. I don't know. I wanted to record this, and who knows? I'm probably going to get so much hate mail for this, and but
if you do, we all do.
Yeah,
we're partners in crime now.
I just wanted to get it out there because I think it's something that needs to be discussed.
I can see where you're coming from. We don't necessarily hate JDF for any reason. It's just we are kind of tired of his overzealous ego.
We're mad at him for today. We think he crossed the line today as a celebrity and as the face of the franchise. That is why this podcast recording is happening today, because it wouldn't have happened yesterday.
Exactly.
No. I'm just going to end this now because I think we're approaching an hour. And
yeah, just about.
I think we just recorded our sixth episode.
I think so, yeah. All we got to do is wrap some bumpers on it, throw the ad on there. It'll be fine.
Why don't you get AP to do the groans of indifference and just kind of splice them in, and no one will ever know she wasn't here.
You know what? I think that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to isolate a clip of her groan of indifference. I think I'm going to insert it.
I kind of feel bad because I picked on her like on two different podcasts in a row now. Like I picked on her just as a joke on Talking Toku with the Tom segment, you know, and I just picked on her. Like, that girl is not going to like me. I'm surprised.
But anyways, thank you guys for listening. If you have comments, you can tweet us at RangerCommandPH or Chris's podcast at Talkin' Toku. And we'll see you guys later. Peace out.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Ranger Command Power Hour, only on the Four-Eyed Radio Network. You can catch a new episode every other Saturday. Find us on the Morphin Grid at www.rangercommand.com. Follow us on Twitter at RangerCommandPH and like us on Facebook.com/RangerCommandPowerHour.
This has been another proud production of the Four-Eyed Radio Network. You want to see more shows? Go check out www.foureyedradio.com, you winkers.